From Abraham to Zionism, from Old Testament prophets to New Testament translations, and much, much more. The Bible Society in Britain has come up with a new basic guide to the Bible for journalists, broadcasters, teachers, in fact anyone looking for some straightforward facts and figures about when, how and why the Bible was written and what it has to say on many of the most contemporary and often controversial issues in the news. Already hailed as an invaluable resource for those writing increasingly about religion and its political, social, or economic implications, this Bible-style guide is one of the most innovative ways in which the Bible Society is furthering its mission to let the Word of God permeate the lives of people and communities everywhere, engaging with contemporary culture to bring the message of the gospel to life.
The Bible-style guide is part of our work in England and Wales to work through the media to show that the Bible is relevant, that it has something to say about life, that it connects with issues today.
Claire Smith is Head of Communications for the Bible Society in England and Wales. She was in Rome recently as the Synod of Bishops on the Word of God was winding up here in the Vatican. She dropped by our studios to tell us more about this Bible-style guide, as well as another recent publication, The Poverty and Justice Bible.
We work with journalists in the media to educate them and encourage Christian journalists as well. And out of this came this idea to develop a Bible-style guide to help journalists who might not be familiar with the terminology, with the vocabulary, to talk about news issues, biblical issues that crop up every so often. So it's to equip them with the language, the vocabulary, a kind of quick, easy, one-stop guide to the Bible, really.
And what kind of a reaction have you had from journalists, as you say, who may not have much of an understanding or much of a knowledge of these kind of issues?
It's gone down really well. We've had a number of comments from journalists saying that they found it a really useful tool, that it's the kind of thing that they would have on their news desks and be able to just refer to quickly. And also we've had a lot of positive response from unexpected places as well. It's available free to download on our website and on our blog as well, which is bitemybible.com. And yeah, people are saying that for religious students it's a really useful tool, and various other feedback we're having. So so it's been really well received, which is great.
Now, your group is an interdenominational group, isn't it? So it's coming from various different sources. I imagine it must be quite difficult to come up with a style and a use of vocabulary that is actually acceptable to all the different churches and communities.
Exactly, yeah. And even when you're talking about the number of books in the Bible, you know, that varies between every denomination. So we've been really careful with the language to make sure it's balanced and we're not biasing towards any particular denomination, as well as the glossary, which explains kind of general terms. At the beginning, we've also got sections which unpack different ideas about the Bible, what it means to different people, how it's interpreted by different people, how the Bible came together and what different denominations believe about how it came together. So we've really tried hard to make sure that this is something that will be acceptable to every Christian denomination.
So it's an essential background tool. It's also incredibly user-friendly, isn't it, with clearly highlighted passages?
It is, yeah, and we've tried to include bits that journalists are telling us that they find difficult or need information on. So subjects like environmentalism in the Bible, intelligent design, which crops up again and again, sexism in the Bible, violence in the Bible, all these are kind of unpacked throughout it. So hopefully it really will be a useful tool for people.
A lot of things that are being seen, in fact, as quite new ideas, but actually date back 2,000 years and much before that in the Old Testament.
Exactly, yeah. And you see the thread that goes through the Bible, really. So,
you've also got another publication out this year, The Poverty and Justice Bible. Tell us about the origins of that.
Well, again, this is part of our work to show that the Bible connects, that it's relevant to life today. And it's a CEV Bible, Contemporary English Version Bible, the straightforward text. But all we've done is highlight verses in it that relate to issues of poverty and injustice. So scholars and theologians have been through and highlighted every verse after much discussion that that they feel relates to poverty and justice. And we came out with more than 2,000 verses highlighted and a clear thread that runs through the Bible of, you know, these are really are issues that, that God has something to say about, that the Bible speaks on.
So is this aimed primarily at scholars, at professors, or who would it be primarily?
It's targeted really for young Christians and young people who aren't Christians outside the church. So it's to show to people really, I mean, these are issues that are discussed by politicians around the world, by campaign groups everywhere, and it's to show that these are issues that, that the Bible speaks about, and really God's got there first on talking about this stuff. So it's to equip young Christians and young believers with a way of talking about the Bible and Scripture which connects with the world they see around them. But it's also gone down well with in the kind of political world as well. We've presented the Poverty and Justice Bible in the UK to a number of MPs and also to Prime Minister Gordon Brown. And so it worked well in that sphere as well, with its emphasis on social justice and change, really.
As the son of a clergyman, I imagine he should know some of this already, but I'm sure there are some extra useful bits that he doesn't
indeed,
know.
Indeed, yeah, and he referred to some, I think the passage that that he referred to in his speech when he first became Prime Minister is highlighted in there as well, I think.
So there'll be talk, for example, of the current economic crisis and discussions around that issue, for example. This will just to give an example of the kind of information and the kind of useful background material that people can find.
Yeah, I mean, in the middle of the Bible, there's study guides which look at different issues from drought to economics to poverty to famine. So there are kind of tools within the Bible as well to kind of unpack the ideas and give people a way to apply it to the life they live and you know, what happens day to day, really.
Are you increasingly finding that perhaps a new generation, we hear so much about the secular society and people who simply aren't going to church, is this really a new way of getting people interested in Christianity and in the Bible, people who wouldn't normally have contact with faith through traditional means like the church or the family?
I think so. I mean, research that we've done at Bible Society shows that people value the Bible, they see that it's a good thing to read and get into, but they struggle with it because it's a big, impenetrable, difficult book to get into, and it's difficult to know where to start. And I think things like the Poverty and Justice Bible give people a way in. It's just a way to start reading Scripture and looking at a theme. And we're seeing this. HarperCollins recently released the Green Bible, which is this exactly the same kind of idea. They've highlighted certain passages. And I think increasingly
around ecology, around
ecological
issues.
Yeah, around green issues, yeah. And it just gives people a way of connecting Scripture very straightforwardly with the world they see around them.
You're here in Rome with the Synod of Bishops just concluding in the Vatican. You must be quite excited that so much of these issues you're dealing with in a very practical way is coming up and being discussed at the highest level by bishops from across the world, from across the Catholic world.
It's great. It's really exciting. And I've been reading some of the speeches and that the delegates have made to the Synod. And it's great to see how the Bible is being valued and talked about. And I mean, we're just very excited about ways that we can work with the Catholic Church and kind of use the resources that we're developing in practical ways in the church.
And hopefully perhaps have this translated into different languages and used on different continents.
Yes, I mean, we're part of a network of Bible societies around the world, so we've got avenues in 145 Bible societies operating in over 200 countries, so that's an easy network for us to get into to do the work that the Synod has been talking about.
And my thanks there to Claire Smith, Head of Communications for the Bible Society in England and Wales.